Everyone knows that cows can't type, or if they do, they certainly can't spell. But a new book called Click Clack Moo, Cows That Type, by Doreen Cronin and illustrated by Betsy Lewin, asks us to suspend that certainty for at least a few pages. Daniel Pinkwater is our one-man scouting party into the wilds of children's literature. He joins us from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks very much for being back with us.
Scott, I must take exception
yes?
to your contention that cows can't type. That, sir, is a canard, which is to say, a duck.
Yes, it is, in fact, a duck who also plays a prominent role in the story, but I'm getting ahead of ourselves, because, in fact, I've read the book, and I'm a believer, too.
Without further ado, let us read it and then withhold discussion until after we have dazzled the listeners with this work of literature.
Why don't you be the narration in the story, and I'll be the barnyard sounds, okay?
Excellent. You picked the choice part for yourself. Clearly you have something in mind.
I do have a little something in mind. I have some assistance. A Greek barnyard chorus, if you please.
Let us commence.
All right.
Farmer Brown has a problem. His cows like to type. All day long he hears, moo, moo, moo. Great. At first, he couldn't believe his ears. Cows that type? Impossible. Moo, moo, moo. Then he couldn't believe his eyes.
Dear Farmer Brown, the barn is very cold at night. We'd like some electric blankets. Sincerely, the cows.
It was bad enough the cows had found the old typewriter in the barn. Now they wanted electric blankets. No way, said Farmer Brown. No electric blankets. So the cows went on strike. They left a note on the barn door.
Sorry, we're closed. No milk today.
No milk today, cried Farmer Brown. In the background, he could hear the cows busy at work.
Moo! Moo! Moo!
The next day, he got another note.
Dear Farmer Brown, the hens are cold, too. They'd like electric blankets. Sincerely, the cows.
The cows were growing impatient with the farmer. They left a new note on the barn door.
Closed.
No milk. No eggs.
No eggs, cried Farmer Brown. In the background, he heard them.
Moo. Moo. Moo.
Cows that type. Hens on strike. Who ever heard of such a thing? How can I run a farm with no milk and no eggs? Farmer Brown was furious. Farmer Brown got out his own typewriter.
And here, since you're the voice of Farmer Brown, I'll accompany you, Daniel, okay?
Okay. Dear cows and hens, there will be no electric blankets. You are cows and hens. I demand milk and eggs. Sincerely, Farmer Brown. Duck was a neutral party, so he brought the ultimatum to the cows.
We should explain here. Now, what you see next is a barnyard union hall meeting with a pig, a cat, a dog.
These are non-union members.
Oh, right, of course, because they're not right.
They're waiting outside. Mm-hmm. The cows held an emergency meeting. All the animals gathered around the barn to snoop, but none of them could understand moo. All night long, Farmer Brown waited for an answer. Duck knocked on the door early the next morning. He handed Farmer Brown a note.
Dear Farmer Brown, we will exchange our typewriter for electric blankets. Leave them outside the barn door, and we will send Duck over with the typewriter. Sincerely, the cows.
Double page spread, the barn at night, the little glow of the controls on the electric blankets covering the cows and some chickens. Farmer Brown decided this was a good deal. He left the blankets next to the barn door and waited for Doc to come with the typewriter. The next morning, he got a note.
Dear Farmer Brown, the pond is quite boring. We'd like a diving board. Sincerely, the ducks. Quack! Quack! Quack!
So here ends a tale of collective bargaining and the power of literacy.
Yeah.
It's a kid's book, and in a good picture book, one of the things that can happen is you have very often creatures standing in for children. Children are generally powerless or feel powerless in their relations with adults. Mm-hmm. Here we have civil negotiations taking place between the slaves, the workers, and the farmer.
Right. And sort of speaking as an old Chicagoan, the message of this book is you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours.
One of the messages. Now, the author of this book, Doreen Cronin, is a lawyer.
Yes, I noticed that, as a matter of fact.
So here, another interesting thing about the book is it's by a lawyer and it's funny. And then I want to read you a note from the artist, Betsy Lewin.
Right.
We didn't even describe the pictures yet. They're brush drawings, and they have that loose Zenga quality. And she says, "For this book, I did brush drawings using Winsor Newton lamp black watercolor on tracing paper. I then had the drawings photocopied onto one-ply Strathmore Kid Finish watercolor paper and applied watercolor washes to the black drawings. The advantage to this method is that I can get as many copies on the watercolor paper as I want, and I can experiment with the color, choosing the finishes I like best." This is how illustrators talk. What it amounts to is she did dynamite brush drawings. Yeah. She was scared to ruin them, so she had them photocopied so she could lay in the color and see how it looked without spoiling these inspired brush drawings.
Do they ever actually show the cows typing? Yes, there is one.
Well, there's sort of a cow tentatively poking at the machine. And I expect that the rate at which they type would be commensurate with click. Boo.
Yeah. And I do like the fact, too, for some reason, it's just much more effective to have it be a typewriter than a word processor. I mean, even though youngsters are reading this now, we'll grow up in a world without typewriters.
Well, without modern typewriters, but in fact, the author not only is an attorney, but it says here she collects antique typewriters. So, of course, a typewriter might find its way to a barn these days.
Right, of course.
And an enterprising cow might decide to tap out a little note.
Right.
Scott, can you type the Internationale?
Can I type the Internationale?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Arise, ye prisoners of starvation. Arise, ye wretched of the earth. Well, I think I can do that.
We left that out, and also at no point during this discussion did either of us say no bull.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a very nice book. Daniel, thanks so much for sharing it with us.
It was a great pleasure to share it with you.
The book is...
And I must congratulate you, by the way, on some of the finest typing I've heard in years and years.
It's the most useful thing I think I ever learned in high school, if I'm not mistaken, and I think that was Mr. Visconti, whom I have to thank for that, at Senn High School.
Yes.
All right. The book is called Click Clack Moo, Cows That Type. It's by Doreen Cronin. The pictures are by Betsy Lewin. It's published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers. It will be out next month. But, of course, you can place an advance order with your local or online bookstore. Daniel Pinkwater spoke with us from his home in upstate New York.
I'll never forget the day I read a book.